Aloha in Christ. I'm Pastor Mitch Gowan from Our Savior, Iaia. Now, the reading from Holy Scripture today, St. Mark's Gospel, 4th chapter, beginning at the 21st verse. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of a mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in it." Well, with many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling, but he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who is this then that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. I'll talk about mixing metaphors and a breakneck tour of Jesus' mind. Lamps under baskets, and worse yet, under beds. Has seats getting scattered. A tiny mustard seed growing big enough for birds to nest in and rest under its shade. And Jesus sleeping with his head on a cushion, which was probably the sandbag anchor at the back of the boat. Being awakened by scared fishermen, that says something, because they thought they were going to drown. And all of that, by the way, was just in 20 verses. Now, St. Mark is the immediately after that. That's him. He skips over the birth narrative and even the resurrection, concentrating on Jesus' ministry. He's writing to a community that's suffering from the Roman persecution, and depending on what date you assign to the gospel writing, they may even be mourning and grieving over the destruction of the Second Temple. Now, this leads to the wonderment of whether or not Jesus really is who they hope he is. And if he is, should they be taking up arms to fight and reestablish the kingdom of God? Or should they just sit and pray and worship? Or go about their life, wherever they've been scattered to, and hope that everything's going to work out? Into this upside-down world, questions and doubts, Mark tells stories about how the kingdom of God comes by God's power and not ours. The parable of the seeds that sprout and grow without needing to know how, a tiny seed that grows into a bush big enough that birds can rest in it and take shade in it, a God who calms a storm with just a few words, and a light that is not to be hidden. Oh, echoing back to St. John. This is Mark's way of telling us to take a deep breath and let God be God so that we don't have to be. My prayer for you this Lenten season is that you are able to do just that. Be still and let God be God. You are a unique and unreproducible miracle of God. And through the water of baptism and the wine and bread of Holy Communion, you have been connected to the cross and the empty tomb, and ultimately to his ascension, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, watching over you, loving you, forgiving you, and by the way, getting your room ready for the day that you step out of this planet. All the metaphors, stories, verbs, nouns, adjectives, punctuation, it comes down to just one thing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I know St. Mark didn't write that, St. Paul did, but I couldn't think of a better way to summarize what we're trying to say today. Yep, you see, it's a reminder that God wrote your name on his hand. In fact, it says he engraved it on his hand. And he's got a book with your entire life written in it that he keeps near his heart. And he's got his angels and archangels and all the company of heaven queued up for that day that you enter into heaven to celebrate your homecoming. You must be pretty special to him. But for now, it's enough to take a deep Lenten breath. Let God be God and spend some time thinking about all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he shall do. Amen. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Aloha, ahui ho.